Readers of the Swine Health Information Center's monthly Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report are being asked how they use the report and what changes could increase its value. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
A link contained in the Swine Health Information Center's May Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report allows readers to participate in an anonymous survey to assess the use and value of the Global Swine Health Monitoring Report. SHRC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says the survey is being conducted by the Global Swine Disease Monitoring Team at the University of Minnesota in collaboration with the Swine Health Information Center.
The Global Health Monitoring Report was developed in 2017 with the goal to provide a resource on the status of globally identifiable diseases. And this helps to identify not just the disease, but the species, and also provide some insight into some activities that are surrounding some of those disease identifications. And it was developed and distributed monthly in the SHRC newsletter. That way, all can really track and monitor what's happening globally. The survey really is intended to how readers and users are looking at the report and using that information, and to identify are there additional topics that could be included that would be of value, but also to see do the results help identify emerging disease and transboundary diseases. So more of a continuous improvement process to look at the reports and see how they're utilized and improve the delivery and the content. This is important for stakeholders because we're doing this to help improve swine health and mitigate any emerging disease across the system. So we really want to have people we're targeting, producers, other industry stakeholders, to really have input and feel like they can contribute to how these programs are developed and continued and the information that they'd like to receive.
Dr. Becton says information gathered will be used by the University of Minnesota in evaluating existing programs, and that information will be shared in aggregate form with the Swine Health Information Center, again with a goal of improving the report's value to readers. The survey link can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.